What are some of the other tips you may want to give people?
Well, I think number one is most businesses fail because they're undercapitalized. In other words, they might have a great idea. In fact, they might have wonderful sales. But if you're, say, in a retail business and you're suddenly have customers beating down the door, you're going to have to build inventory. Well, you have to pay the people for that inventory right away, but you might have to wait to collect it. So a key is to get your lines of credit established, to borrow before you need the money.
That's one of the biggest tips I can give you guys, is that most people borrow when they need money. It really is some truth to the fact that, you know, bankers only lend you money when you don't need it. So the key in life is to never need the money and then borrow. A lot of people say, well, I don't need the money, so I won't borrow. And they borrow when they need it. That's actually poor or middle-class thinking. You've really got to set it up so that you're thinking rich. You borrow when you have the money. It's really hard to borrow money when you're down.
And Robert said something important there, too, when he talked about lines of credit. Now, a line of credit doesn't mean you actually have to borrow the money. You just pay a fee, and it actually ends up being a small percentage. It's maybe 1% or 2% of what the total line might be. And then you have the availability for it when you need it. So you don't have a lot of interest-carrying costs. It's just become a safety valve.
Right. The other part about borrowing money is most people borrow for bad debt. They borrow for liabilities, and they buy the new doodad. Well, that's bad debt because it's debt you're borrowing that takes money from your pocket and means you have to work harder if you're working. So the way to get rich is borrow money for good debt. I mean, this good debt. I mean, I borrow millions for real estate simply because it puts money in my pocket every month. So I get richer because I have good debt. And most the middle class gets poor because they have bad debt. And I don't recommend it unless you have very good cash flow management. If you cannot manage your cash flow personally, don't borrow until you've got your cash flow personally under control, because borrowing money when you're in debt is like throwing gasoline on a house on fire. So I always say debt is like a gun. You know, treat it as if it's loaded. It's always dangerous. Treat it with respect. But always remember there's good debt and bad debt, and borrow when you don't need it.